Singing me, O muse, and help me speak the tale I now do tell. The tale of Triton, god of the sea. Triton, son of Poseidon. Triton, renowned for carrying his mighty trident, for controlling the rise and swell of the waves and blowing into his mighty conch shell. But most of that came later. For Triton was not born as many of the children of Mount Olympus. He did not spring full form from proud Zeus. He was brought into the world in what we mortals might consider more the usual way. And that means he had to grow up. Okay, you've got a toddler. He's, well, not quite there yet. He's on his way to being omnipotent. This carries with it some problems. This little kid throws a tantrum. Half of Carthage drowned! Not only that, when father comes home and says, and hears a noise, says, what have you been doing? And the kid looks up and says,
nothing.
They're omniscient! It kind of loses something, but yet the lines are hardwired in. Now, toddlers, that's bad enough. But they get bigger. Okay, we have a prepubescent god here hitting adolescence. This is going to be a problem. Okay, our godling looks around and notes the activities of certain of his older relatives, like his Uncle Zeus, and gets urges. Remember that bit about controlling the rise and swell of the waves? Not so much yet. Especially on the control part. And he sees that his uncle gets up and thinks, I could do that. But all of his life, he's lived mostly under the sea. And while he does, in fact, have the power to change his shape into various things, he keeps changing it into various forms of sea life. And while a maiden might dally with a swan, apparently a holy mackerel is right out. When he changed himself into a brine shrimp, they merely laughed at him. And the less said about the incident with the crabs. Pinchers, don't you know? And so our adolescent godling did the last thing any adolescent of any species ever wants to do. He talked to his father. Okay, so Poseidon, of course, is aware of all of this that's going on, and when he's not just quietly chuckling to himself, he feels a little bad for his son, and in his way tries to give good fatherly advice. Son, you'll understand this more with time, but mortals look at things differently than we do. You've got to see things the way they do. As with most cases, when a father tries to give advice to their son, it gets taken completely the wrong way. See things differently. How do mortals see things differently? Now, gods do not see time and space in the manner we do. They can see forward into our day and beyond. And they are able to manifest subtly in ways, especially where they have objects that show them, like paintings or statues. And he found this one particular statue somewhere across what we now call the Adriatic. I'm not sure why. And he saw that people wore these strange devices. That seems to have something to do with how they see. And he started causing them to, say, slip through sewer gratings and come into his possession. He especially liked this one pair of reading glasses in a tiger shell case. But that's kind of beside the point. He gathered up a whole collection of glasses and started looking at them. Whoa, some made things really big! Some made them really tiny, and some, well, they just gave him one heck of a headache. Very pleasant. And okay, of all of these things, which one is the way mortals see? Wait, I could do better than that. If I turn myself into a pair of these, then mortals will by definition see things the way I do, and all will be well. Now, many of us, when perhaps we could not find our glasses, did ascribe to them fornicating powers, perhaps. But we didn't mean it! Now imagine a poor lady's reaction when she, when a pair of glasses suddenly jumps up onto her face and tries to have its way with her. Needless to say, this did not go well. Poor Triton, very, very discouraged, told his father all about this, and the father at this point could do what just about all fathers do at some point with their offspring, roll his eyes and say, "Son, while you will understand it, I'm afraid that this day all you did was make a spectacle of yourself." I love your job. That's Triton did eventually grow up.
That's a dollar.
And get married, and have children of his own, so the revenge cycle could be complete. But all of that is another story.